Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here, producer Desi Simmons. Well, reality is setting in for medical marijuana dispensaries across the state following yesterday's appeals court ruling that finds the dispensaries are not legal. To talk about what the likely impact of the decision is going to be, I'm joined by one of the leading medical marijuana criminal defense lawyers in Michigan, attorney Neil Rockand. Thank you very much for joining me, Neil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. Now, you know, the appeals court made this ruling yesterday, and now it goes to the Michigan Supreme Court. What does that mean in the interim? Do local prosecutors now have the authority to shut all dispensaries down?
Well, to answer your question, technically, yes. The Michigan Court of Appeals opinion actually included a very unusual line in about the second to last paragraph of the opinion, which said that this opinion is given immediate effect. And so that means that as opposed to it, typically, an opinion would be good, except that invalid. But you'd have to wait for the period of time for a person to file an appeal or to file a motion to reconsider. All technical legal things that could delay the effective date of an order. But in this case, they said it's good today. It's good today that the order was issued.
I just talked to Isabella County Prosecutor Larry Burdick. He's the man who appealed to the court, and this resulting decision comes from that. And he said that in terms of the decision, it's based on the fact that the law simply it does not allow dispensaries, and that's why they're illegal. Is that, in fact, the case? Does the law that we passed not allow dispensaries to exist?
Well, I don't think it. I mean, I disagree with Mr. Burdick, and I disagree with the panel that issued the compassionate apothecary case. But my opinion, unfortunately, wasn't counted amongst the three judges who decided the case. The Michigan law, the way our system of laws typically works, is we are told what we are prohibited from doing. That's historically been the case. No one tells you that you're allowed to eat a sandwich at noon or that you are allowed to have a sandwich at 12:30. There's no requirement that you do that. You can eat a sandwich whenever you want. Our rule of law typically says that we tell citizens what they can't do. And the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act does not tell citizens that they cannot form collective grow operations, or form dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. The really frustrating part of the court's ruling is that the dispensaries that were in operation that I'm aware of really were making an effort to comply with the letter of the law. I mean, these weren't guys that were operating, you know, crack houses or drug houses in some seedy part of town where you had to knock three times and you just hoped you were able to get out of there with your life. And these are people that were taking down card numbers, taking down information. They were, you know, providing only certain amounts of marijuana. They
mm-hmm.
were allowing individuals to return them if they were dissatisfied with the quality of the medicine.
Although I need to say that the profit is where the real contention is, because, I mean, lawmakers and prosecutors even agree that medical marijuana patients should have access to this medicine. But the fact that people are actually making a profit, and for all we know, a large profit from selling marijuana, that's where the distaste comes in.
Well, I mean, I that may be where the distaste comes in, but a lot of things are distasteful and disliked that are not, you know, that aren't illegal. And I don't think that we want our system of laws or our legislators to decide what is legal and illegal based upon something of taste. Look, I think that the Jersey Shore is pretty tasteless. That TV show is not a very tasteful show. I'm sure you would agree with me. There are folks who don't think that Howard Stern is very tasteful, but he's not illegal. And the Jersey Shore is not illegal. If you don't like it, don't contribute. Don't purchase it. Don't go there. Don't become a patient.
So but now what you're saying, though, is you're saying...
And I guess I would say this about the issue of profit.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen any evidence or testimony about how much these medical marijuana dispensaries were making. I find it very disingenuous, and I think it very disingenuous that government, legislators, and others are trying to tell patients that we want patients to get the medicine, but they just don't tell them how. Mm-hmm. So where is a patient supposed to go? Let's assume that you have a cancer patient who has gone through the last 4 to 6 months of chemotherapy and has no ability, doesn't have the money to actually put together a grow room, doesn't know anybody who's willing to actually be a caregiver, and doesn't want to wait during the last these 4 to 6 months to actually attempt to grow marijuana and hope that their harvest actually takes. What they want is they want immediate relief of their pain and suffering. They have nowhere to go.
I'm talking to Neil Rockand. He's one of Michigan's leading medical marijuana criminal defense lawyers. Neil, so when it comes down to the issue going in front of the Supreme Court, I know it's a conservative court, 4-3 Republican. Is it most likely that they will, in fact, uphold this decision?
Well, I hate to... I'd like to hold out hope that the Supreme Court is going to disagree with the Court of Appeals. But let's just say that if you said to me, Rockhine, you're going to have to bet the farm on it, I'm pretty sure that my farm's going to be on bet on the side of affirming as opposed to overruling. As much as that upsets me.
What kind of advice would you give a dispensary owner at this time? Stay in business until you're directly told to close shop, or do so now before local authorities get involved?
Well, that's a good question, and can I answer that question with more than just I guess it depends on the prosecutors and the approaches that attorneys general take, and this is why. Prosecutor Burdick, I think, went about this in a very commendable way. He didn't choose to prosecute McQueen or anybody else that was operating out of the Compassion Apothecary case. He sought a way to get advice from the Court of Appeals and from his local court without actually seeking to have anybody prosecuted or felonized. A lot of prosecutors aren't doing that. So I guess my advice would be that if you're in a place where you feel as though if the Attorney General and the prosecutors in your county or in your area are going to take the same approach as Mr. Burdick and are going to actually come in and attempt to evaluate your business and not actually prosecute you, but may seek to bring some civil injunction against you, I guess you could stay open and see if they disagree with your business model. Maybe some dispensary operators mm-hmm. have different business models. But I'm going to tell you this. If you're operating in Oakland County or one of the places where I'm defending patients, caregivers, and dispensary owners and operators, unless you've got a really novel business approach that doesn't involve profit or somehow involves something other than patient-to-patient transfers or patient-to-patient sales, mm-hmm. My advice would be to shut down and shut down immediately and take down my phone number in case, God forbid, something happens while you're trying to shut down.
About a minute left. Opponents point to the elephant in the room, which is that marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Isn't that going to make any kind of steps we take here in Michigan somewhat precarious when it comes to medical marijuana?
No.
No, as in, I mean,
I think that we're letting legislators and government officials who oppose the Medical Marijuana Act decide for us how the medical marijuana is going to be implemented. That's like asking the fox to set up rules and guidelines for protecting the chickens. It's just not going to happen. Your chickens are going to get eaten, and in this case, the people who have opposed the Medical Marijuana Act are not going to implement it in a way that ensures that patients get medicine. They're just not going to. They don't want to. They didn't want the law in the first place. They lost in the beginning, and now the way that they're going about it seems to me and appears to me and appears to many to simply be an effort to win this war. They may have lost the first battle, but they're really winning the war.
One of Michigan's leading medical marijuana criminal defense lawyers, Attorney Neil Rockhine. Thank you very much for joining me, Neil.
Thank you very much.